Dugin, thank you to the others. It's very pleasant for me to be here. So I would like to spend some words about the radical subject in this eschatological way. I will not spend many words about the radical subject because I think we know enough what does it mean, what it is, and also the relators before me told very well. But I think that there is a perspective of the radical subject consider the imminent end of a cycle of the history, and opening in this way a large rows of events. And this image mustn't be associated to a religious image only, or to the classical traditionalism. The radical subjects participate in a traumatic process that is unsurmountable, never seen before in the history. At the suburbs, of the traditional metaphysics, you know. So the radical subject has also a form that is outside the canons, appearing truly like a revolutionary overwhelm of the truth constituted by the classical ontology, with a double option of being and not being, a double face that we can't understand if we still remain in the categories of the tradition. We have to go over. Looking to Nietzsche, there is the Superman, or the Overman, if we prefer. And the Superman is a chance of catching the unicity of the radical subject, which, however, does not belong neither to traditionalism, neither to super homies. It is a different process. And looking for an intuitive opening to something that is like a paradoxical and terrible sphere of the new metaphysics. In my opinion, this announcement is the starting of a point of a new era, a new horizon of being and of human beings. But attention, not only simply a synthesis, but an overhelm, something new, for a new ontology and metaphysics. And there is always the risk of falling down back in the plots of traditionalism, or worse, in the error of postmodernity. So we need to defend in such a way the position of the radical subject, also if we are not sure of being able to do it. The Superman is over the compression of the categories, of our categories. So all the new perspectives are always inside an eschatological stream. We know that eschatology from the Greek means a speech about the last, the end. The postmodernity have no identity, is something that is post something else. Also his name means something that is considering something over. And this implicates a passage, a bridge that we have to look for and to consider as opportunity for the steps of the radical subject. For example, in the Christian theology, there is the character of the Antichrist, which is really important. And also Professor Dugin talked very well about it. And the Antichrist is a false messiah who brings the power on the word, by the word, at the end of a biblical cycle. He took his strength, his power by the false prophet together to evoke the beast. The historical period of the Antichrist is considered as terrible, full of suffering and troubles, and this is true. But not often we consider that this destruction of the status quo of the world living is necessary. Necessary for what? For building something new. By the way, the passage will be. It's not possible to block it. And it's what, in my opinion, we are living now. So in our speech, we can see the radical subject in two eschatological way. As an entity, protagonist of the end of the times, described, for example, in the Holy Scripture, and as a prototype and beginning of the humans of the new era. In the first meaning, very, very quickly, shortly, the radical subject is the only kind of subject that can pass through the times because he is working on his ontological status and way of life with affirmation and negation, with something that is going over about it. And the passage is at first inside of himself and after on the society, because every change starts from the inside, where the society format is a fertile ground providentially disposed for the evolution. And later, in the second meaning, the radical subject is prototype and model for a new humanity, because he has already passed over the door of ontosocial alchemical transmutation and has become autochthonous, we can say, of a new metaphysical being. So in a verse, the radical subject is the only who can survive to the apocalypse. The only model who can metabolize the transformation and cross over the eras with a transurfing of reality, which is exactly the bridge also to a new type of man, the Superman, quoting again Nietzsche. So looking to the possibilities of a new era, we are living in a context that is exactly, I think, the perfect opportunity for a passage from an era to a new one. As clearly explained in the book of the radical subject, the Professor Dugin, the radical subject appears, or it's better to say manifests itself in the postmodern society made up of post-science, post-human, post-politic, post-story, post-state, post-erotism, post-money, post-economy, a post-society, globally talking. And the main idea of post-modernity is to bring in the extreme consequences of what the modernity didn't realize as a final act before the curtain falls. And this is not only a list of post-phenomena of our living, but I think a true photograph of the base in concrete of investing we have to consider if we want to do the passage we're talking about. The break-in with the tradition is death, as it was the exit from the post-modernity for the radical subject and for all the subjects that wanted to survive and go far from the world corrupted, but always death generates life. Because as, for example, in the quantum universe, never has end, but it's only transforming. So analogically, we can say the same for the human beings. As in the myth of the cavern of Platone, the awakened tried to come back to the cavern to give the light of knowledge and truth to the people in chains, but he used to look on the wall with the projected shadows. The radical subject could be leader of a social movement of eschatological awareness. Of course, we can't pretend a mass society success, of all the society. And in this way, I really believe in the truth of the words of doing this distinction between people and mass. And because we know it's hard to realize, but it is a legacy in the ethno-sociological structure and memory of the humanity. And by the death of this social model, we'll have life in something that is a new conformation of the world, the new era, predicted and already pictured in the Holy Scripture as a time of richness, prosperity, peace, something like a golden age of personal and collective conscience that founds the pillars and the axioms in the metaphysics built and manifested by the radical subject. So to finish my speech, we should consider more and more aspects and details of these topics. But I only want to thank you for listening and remembering that us here, I think that we are really truly embodying the radical subject perspective of the world. I used to write in the last days a little paper, and I was considering how we can try to talk, to give a name to this community that will come out from this passage, from this bridge that is necessary by the radical subject, to embodying the radical subject. And I used this word that is already written by Gustave Thibon, that is community of destiny. What is a community of destiny? It's when people share spiritually and materially the same existence and purposes. Community soul in the most original and authentic meaning of the word, that is a community of lives. And I truly think that a radical subject is the first necessary step to take to understand to go in this direction. Thank you so much.